This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for a Farmers Appreciation Month report on this Tuesday. Coming up later this month, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, along with Crossover Ministries, will be holding an event called 5F, covering faith, family, friends, farmers, and future. This event will highlight stress management in the ag industry, and it will also be an event to celebrate farmers and everything they do to feed the world. To explain more on this first-of-its-kind event is Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson.
Really looking forward to this event. We're partnering with Crossover Ministries, and we're calling this a 5F, and we're thinking of it as a high five to our farmers. And the 5Fs are faith, family, friends, farmers, and future. All very important things, and things that I think a lot of people listening have in common. This event is focusing on stress on the farm. We all know that this past year was super stressful. The weather itself caused a bunch of that. We couldn't get in the fields to plant, and then harvesting was really difficult. It was a late year, and then the markets and all the different stressors that come with farming. So that has been a really hot topic, unfortunately, in the ag industry lately. So we thought we would like to host an event to address that issue, hopefully provide some tips and some comfort to those people if they are struggling and they are stressed out, offer some ways to deal with that stress. And a good point that was brought up by Adrian DeSutter, who is our featured speaker for this event. Just a little bit about Adrian. She lives in Knox County with her husband. She's a farm wife. She previously was a counselor, so she's certified in counseling, and now this last year she's really been working with ag groups and traveling the country to talk about mental health and stress on the farm. And when we were putting the flyer together to advertise for this event, she brought up a good point. We were talking about the wording. How do we want to promote this when we talk about stress? And she says, you know, sometimes our first mistake is that we want to get rid of stress, but really we just need to learn how to live with it and how to manage stress. So that is one of the key things we're hoping to offer from this event. Also a free meal. Milanis is going to be catering. It's free to the public. So all that we ask is you RSVP in advance so we know how much food to provide, and we invite farmers, your neighbors, your friends, family, ag industry professionals who work with farmers on a daily basis. We want this to be an educational event and just to help you out if you are stressed or if you're just wanting to learn more about how to manage stress and mental health. This is the event for you.
And it is a good topic to kind of address, at least on a more of an individualized basis with farmers, because unfortunately, suicide and stress and things like that has kind of just been kind of a hotbed in our area. It just seems to have unfortunately found us in our area, but just a good way to address the farmers in our area. Of course, as you said, 2019 was not the best year to be involved in agriculture. A lot of people were comparing it to the 80s, which had the highest suicide rate of farmers ever.
Yes, I was just going to mention that. I spent the day taking flyers around to local businesses and things and talking with ag lenders just briefly as I drop off some flyers. And that came up in a couple of my conversations that, you know, the 80s were bad. You did see farmer suicides, and we don't want to see any more of that because they are comparing 2019 to what we saw in the 80s. So we are definitely wanting to prevent that from happening. Talk about it. If you are stressed, come to this event. But I do have a few pointers I'd like to discuss, and we're going to definitely talk about a lot more of these at the meeting. But this is a really nice brochure that Illinois Farm Bureau put together, and it's titled Stronger Together, which is the key when you're talking about stress. Talk to someone. Rely on your friends and family. So if you're listening and you're wondering, well, how do I know if I'm stressed out or if my neighbor's stressed out, and what the heck do I do about it? So here are some things that you should do if you know someone that might be in a crisis. So they say talk in private, treat the person with respect and dignity. I think we should just do that every day, no matter what the circumstance is. Make sure you tell the person that you care and that you do want to help. Express empathy. take their concerns seriously. Let them know that they're important to you, that their life does matter. And ask questions that show you genuinely care. You know, if you think something's going on, talk to them about it. And, you know, probably do that in private. But do tell them that you care and you want to know what's going on. And I have just, Gabe, you can see this brochure. It's full of information and a list of things. We are going to be handing these out at the meeting. They're really great. And again, the meeting is also going to talk about this, and our presenter will be presenting on more of that topic.
And I really agree with your thought there. You know, we need to talk with each other. I think in the ag industry, we're a real tight, close-knit group, even though sometimes we may not always agree, or, you know, we're, in a sense, we might be competing individually, but we're all trying to feed the world together. So
right.
We all need to try to talk together, and if we can help each other out, we always seem to be, you know, willing and able to help out. Again, this is going to be on February 20th. We didn't really cover the date. February 20th at the Farm Bureau office, and it's going to be in the evening. That's a Thursday night, so during the week. And, of course, as you said, with a meal, we're going to need RSVP.
Yep.
So that's going to be coming up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, we're asking for RSVPs by February 7th, which is not that far away. Somehow it felt like January was the month that never ends, and now it's over. So February 7th, RSVP by calling my office, Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Our phone number is 217-532-6171. Again, this event is taking place Thursday, February 20th. Registration and the meal will kick off at 6 p.m. The program will follow. We're thinking it's not going to last much longer than a couple hours, so you can plan your schedules accordingly. And again, it's being held at my office in Hillsboro, which is 102 North Main Street.
And again, that was Katie Wilson, Farm Bureau Manager for Montgomery County. An RSVP for the 5Fs event is this Friday, February 7th. And the event will be held on Thursday evening, February 20th. Remember to stay tuned all month long throughout February for more Farmers Appreciation Reports with others involved in the ag industry. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI.